Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the fifth shiur, Rambam, Hilchos Chovel HaMazik, Perakim Malach Zayin. And the previous shiur, we saw B'siyata D'shmaya Pshat in the Rambam, that when it comes to Ben Amla Chavero, first you give him Tochacha in private, and then if he doesn't listen, you give it to him, first you give it to him softly, and then if he doesn't listen, you can give it to him harshly. When it comes to Ben Lamakom, first you give it to him in private, softly, and then afterwards, if he doesn't listen, you can mamish be mechayrif and megadif him. So according to the Rambam, you have to stay local when it comes to Ben Lachavero, even when you're machlim him, you embarrass him, it has to be about that sin. When it comes to Ben Lamakom, then you're allowed to, when it comes to Ben Lamakom, then after he's not Makabal Tochacha softly, nicely, then you're allowed to go all out. That's the Rambam. And Rashi says that he gives another Nafkamina, and his is originally you do it in private, and then you can do it in public. So the difference is similar to the Rambam, that he starts with private and then public. Meaning it's lighter and then more serious, more severe. And the difference according to Rashi ben al-Chaver ben al-Makom would be that ben al-Chaver, you could do it barabim mitzad v'cheit. And ben al-Makom, if he sins ben al-Makom, he's not makabel tochacha, you can machlim anosa barabim, not mitzad v'cheit. Kol boshes. So that would l'chaira be the chiluk between Rashi and the Rambam, but in principle they agree that once he's not makabel tochacha, so you can go more harshly the next time around, either doing it barabim or speaking him harshly. But when it comes to ben al-chavero, to that particular sin, when it comes to the makom, you do it in general. And in fact, we saw the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that gavim mochir shulchan biyachid v'lo barabim loshin rakav v'lo loshin kasha. He says both biyachid and softly. And it's all one din. And Rambam nakatcha de Rashi nakatcha de. The Rambam emphasizes the soft part. You start off softly. Lo yidav lo kashos. And then if he doesn't listen, then you could speak harshly. That's the Rambam. And according to Rashi, you start off biyachid, and then you go. Then you can do a barabim. And then sinu lechaver melamakom is ben lechaver. Again, you have to stay local to that sin, even after he doesn't listen. Ben lamakom, then you don't have to. You could, in general, do it either. Give him, be harsh with him. And Rashi emphasizes the fact that you're doing it barabim, and the Rambam emphasizes the fact that you're doing it bechlal. They agree in principle. In other words, the Rambam emphasizes the fact, and then afterwards you could speak harshly. They agree in principle that if he's not makabel tochacha, then you have to step it up. And they didn't say in Ran Lachavera that when you step it up, just you have to stick with the sin, and ben al-makom, you don't have to stick with that particular sin. We saw that, and we also saw the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, who asks on the Nemuka Yosef and the Ramah, there's only an Anas Tavarim. He's a Yari Hashem, because only then he's Bechlal Amisecha, so then a whole mitzvah of Tochacha, Tochach Tochas Amisecha. So the guy's an Avari and Beshegeks, and Bemezid. So how's there ever a mitzvah of Tochacha? So what we said was that until Tochacha, he's still Amisecha. Okay, so that's Tamsis Shevet Tamsis, so we learned the previous shir. And now we're going to go weiter. The Chinuch, and Mitzvah Reish Mem is Mefurish Lehedya, Shehalav Deloi Sisa Ha'oiser Ha'bonas Ponim, Mishum Tzaro Shel HaMizbayishu. What we had said was, we were emphasizing was in the previous shiurim, that the Yisr of Lo Sisa is Mitzad that he's a Tzelem Elokim. As you're not just insulting this individual, the You're insulting God's mankind. You're insulting his humanity. And that's why it's Asr. It's Asr because you're insulting his humanity, because you're insulting, not because you did something, but because you insulted humanity. It's the whole idea of Kavod HaBriyos, even Kavod HaMeis, because this person was part of humanity. So you have to respect that. You have to give it dignity. So the Chinuch writes, no, not like we've been saying that it's mitzad lo sisa, it's mitzad respecting mankind. But rather, lo sisa is mitzad tsaroi shel hamizbayish. Mitzad the tsar, because of the anguish of the one who's being embarrassed. Not like we've been saying, okay, the Chinuch is allowed to have a different opinion. Amnam b'dvarav mashma, shebimein odem lachaveiroi, osur gam kshaloi kibel toichocho. He holds that when it comes to Ben Adam Lachavero, you're not allowed to be machlim the person. You're not allowed to be excessively harsh with the person, even if he wasn't Makabel Teuchocha. However, based on what we saw in the Rambam, it's not like that. Now, the Chinuch writes in Shin Lamed Ches that if he was a Mitzayer Yu, Shebet Siyaroi, Mutter Litzaro, you're allowed to answer back. Ve'ein bo iser doi nas dvorim. There's no nas dvorim problem. But hainu lebar mi boishes. But that's besides the boishes problem. There's still a problem of boishes. There's still a problem of losisa. Losisa lofchet. You're not allowed to embarrass the person. That you have. In other words, this is one astram, you don't. But you have boshes. Shim loikain, belav hachi mutter, because otherwise anyway it would be mutter, because he was sinful, so then you're allowed to speak harshly with him. So what do you have to tell me? There's no iser v'nas dvarim. There's it's pashut, it's mutter, because you're allowed to speak harshly to give him rebuke. So the answer is no. That there's no iser v'nas dvarim if he insults you, but there is an iser of losisa. Like the mashmaos of the minchas asay for chinuch is that even if after he wasn't makabel tochacha, you're still pein adam lachavero, it's still aser. To hurt his feelings. B'zel tosefes ha'iser b'lav de leisisa. So that's an additional iser in the lab of leisisa, in addition to the iser of einas dvarim. There's an additional iser in leisisa. And what's that additional iser? That one is... Even if he insults you, you're not allowed to insult him back. You're not allowed to hurt his feelings. You're not allowed to embarrass him. Like the Chinuch writes in Reish Mem, Shu tsar shein gadol mimenu. When a person's embarrassed, there's no greater tsar. You know, I was raised, I don't know about you, but I was raised on the fiction that sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Now, the truth is that that's a good attitude to have when it comes to your own pegia. Someone's pogia you, try not to let it hurt you. You can't be a victim of the world. You can't let everybody have the power over your emotions. But when it comes to other people, we don't say that. When it comes to other people, we say, sticks and stones can break your bones, and names can break your neshama. It's a chamul meod. Sefer Chinuch kotev mitzvah reish mem that ain't tzar gadol mise. This is tacha grois tzar. As anach lo misachakim im zeh, ze mashu retzini meod. V'yitochin lefi zeh tam b'mashu kosev ha-chinuch, v'zeh ha-ovon yikru chazal malbim p'nei chaveroi b'rabim. And this is what Chazal call embarrassing your friend in public. Who is so dvarv shom kasef v'oiver v'hilbin p'nei chaveroi b'rabim b'mezid over al mitzvah samelech. Mashma shekol esreino lo b'malvin b'ramba lo b'eino lo b'eino. So the mashmos of the chinuch is that the whole mitzvah is only, the whole mitzvah is only b'rabim. And we saw now like that from the Rambam. The Rambam we saw b'pashtet is even b'yachid. This is discussed by the Bris Moshe and the Smagan Lysa Sevav. The Rambam did not like that in Deis 6:8. So according to the Sefer Achinuch, it would seem to be only in public. But again, even and this is even after he was in Mekabel Tochacha. The Sefer Achinuch writes, "Shelo levai shechad miYisrael v'zelv v'nikra v'sena zichronam levracha mal b'nei chaveru b'rabim v'halav habal zeh ma shekasev v'chech tichasa misach v'lo yisisa alav chait." From Rabbi Sifra, minayin she mochachto afilu arba uchamisha pamim. Chazav orchech, shenem orchech techiach. Yachal afilu pan of mishtanes, tamlos lav chait. So you're now to be mevayish another Jew. And this the rabbis call malpnei chaver barabim. Here he stresses barabim. And then he says, yeah, there's a mitzvah to give to chacha, but not that his face should change colors. And Sherish HaMitzvah Yadua, Fisha Boishas Tsar Gadol Abrios Ein Gadol Mimenu. There's no greater Tsar than Boishas. Alkein Menanu Ha'el Mele Tsar Abrios Av Kolkach. Ki Yavshal Echichem B'yichud V'lo Yizbay Shechotei Kolkach. So do it in private. Do it in private. And then he writes, and that's only Benan L'chaveru, do it in private. But Divrei Shamayim, if he doesn't come, go back, he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't even do it in public. But you see again, because when l'chavero, it should stay private. But the whole iser is only b'rabim. And we saw now like that in the Rambam. Achein l'arambam, shegeder iser hu kanal mitzad var Hashem baza, lo'ishna b'zeh b'rabim obeino lebeino. If the whole vort is that you're insulting mankind, you're insulting humanity, it doesn't matter whether it's in private or in public. He doesn't have the Devar Hashem Baz like Rashi writes in Office 3:11. And this is Mitzad Tsar Gadol Meyuchad, and that's because it's a great Tsar, and that's only if you're Mevayish and Berabim. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. According to Rashi, it's talking about Berabim. So the Pasuk is telling you this, because it's saying that otherwise it would be mutar al tzochach, otherwise you're allowed to say it in public. Al tzochach, and therefore the Pasuk has to tell you, no, don't do it in public. But that's the tzara the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about when you say it in public, when you embarrass him in public. So there has to be this measure of tzara, this great amount of tzara. But if it's not mitzad how great the tzara is, then it can even be in private, because you're insulting humanity, you're insulting mankind, and that's what the Rambam holds. That it's even us here in private. Okay, May Rabbi Isai, we have concluded now this brief offering, our fifth shir, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, and we have still a lot more to talk about, a lot more exciting material to cover. So please stay tuned, and we will see more Neflos Rabbis Mitaris Hashem. It's going to be awesome. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Later, we shall continue.